April 1st, 2024, Special Board Meeting, Local Law 3 of 2024.
Good evening. It's 6 o'clock, March 28th, 2024. It's a special meeting tonight for the adoption of Local Law Number 3. Could we have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Noonan. Councilmember Killian.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Fish.
Here. We stand for the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic over which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Purpose of this meeting tonight, it's a public, at the public hearing, we discussed Local Law Number 3 for 2024, and we're here tonight to adopt it for a 9-month land moratorium. We have a resolution for that. Could you read the resolution, please?
Resolution to adopt Local Law Number 3 of 2024 to adopt a 9-month land use moratorium to provide time for the town to review and update its comprehensive plan and town code. Whereas the town board of the town of Moreau, herein the board, is considering the adoption of Local Law 3 of 2024, which would, if adopted, implement a 9-month moratorium during which the town intends to review and update its comprehensive plan and town code as may be necessary, and whereas the board finds that the adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2024 is a necessary and proper exercise of authority by the board, and whereas pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law, a public hearing of the proposed adoption of Local Law Number 3 of 2024 was duly conducted on March 28, 2024 at 6 p.m. at the Town Hall, and whereas the board has considered the public comments made at the public hearing, and whereas after thorough review and deliberation, the board proposes to adopt Local Law Number 3 of 2024, and whereas the attorney for the town has prepared the necessary documents for filing this local law with the New York State Secretary of State, including the text of the law itself, now, therefore, be it resolved that the board hereby adopts Local Law Number 3 of 2024, and be it further resolved that the board hereby authorizes the town clerk and attorney for the town to make such minor modifications to the local law documents as they seem necessary to execute and file the said documents as required by law and to take all necessary actions for the promulgation thereof.
Thank you. Discussion from the board right now, anybody?
We're going to take discussion first. I'd like to first thank the board for really looking into this local law. I know that all of us have countless hours into this so far. And honestly, it's just the first step of our work being done with this moratorium. I do have one question just for council. Obviously, we brought you on later, and we had taken some initial steps. I just want to make sure that you're comfortable with all the lawful steps and procedures up until this point to take action tonight.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And I am as well.
Okay. Perfect. And then I know that we just did some stuff without our special counsel. I was very happy to get them on board our last town board meeting. So thank you, and I look forward to going forward.
I'd like to add one remark that, you know, this is just the first step in getting our codes, which are seriously antiquated. They haven't been updated in over 30 years. And, you know, it would be a shame to see more projects or any projects in the industrial manufacturing district that would be approved. would be approved on codes that hadn't been updated in 30 years. You know, so much has changed in the town in the last 30 years. traffic patterns, residential growth, you know, the wants, the needs of the residents of the Commonwealth. So this is a good step, a first step. There's a lot of work to be done, but I'm looking forward to getting in and get these codes updated. And you know, we can even update these when we update these things. We may even find more people who want to come into our town and start a business or a community or whatever. But I think it's a good step. I think it's the right thing to do. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I also agree, you guys. I think the past 3 months here, moving forward, there's been so much stuff that's been coming to us in fast. Unfortunately, it doesn't really work that quickly. Progress takes time, and being new to this as a council member, there are so many things to look at and to digest. You know, with integrity, you know, I think both sides, we still have to see what people are looking at and to look at it in a way of, hey, what's good or bad? Moving forward, you know, the times that it takes, you know, we're missing a guy tonight, and it's always quite a process there too, so being new to this, it's a lot to digest. So looking forward to, you know, what these guys are saying, what the public is saying. There's a lot of stuff there, too, that that we need to take a look at, and stuff that hasn't been done in over 30 years. So I'm looking forward to this, and with good reason. But, you know, moving forward, I think it's going to be a good idea. Thanks.
Both the town and the county planning boards approved this local law with some stipulations in it that was added to what our attorneys have done, and I thank them for what, you know, for their approvals. And I want to thank our attorneys. I want to thank Bill Nickus for the countless hours that he's put in over doing, taking care of this and helping us out with this, and Bill Gitlin for stepping up and being our special counsel. And I think it's been a procedure that we've had our ups and downs and differences in and everything, but I think we have come to a conclusion here that and everything is on the right way to go, and we'll get these codes updated and we'll go from there. At this time, I'm looking for a motion to accept this resolution.
Make a motion to approve local law 3 of 2024.
Any more discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilmember Newman. Councilmember Killian.
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart.
Yes.
Councilmember Donahue.
Yes.
Supervisor Fish.
Yes. Motion carried.